You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
This is MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz. We're going to be talking a little hot stove here, going into the winter with a Tigers team that's got a lot of interesting decisions to make, and we're going to bring in Jason Beck to talk about that. Beck, obviously a tough season for the Tigers, you know, on the whole, just from the standpoint they didn't get where they wanted to go. Kind of had some fits and starts during the year. Get into October, and the bullpen trouble really came back to bite them, so I'm sure that'll be an area of emphasis this winter. But on top of that, a lot of difficult decisions to make with some core guys, some key guys. Max Scherzer, Victor Martinez, Torii Hunter, all entering free agency on top of some of the bullpen guys. Jahvid Chamberlain, who had a nice year for them, Phil Koch, Jim Johnson, and Joel Hanrahan, two bounce-back guys they signed that didn't exactly pan out, but we'll see what the future holds for them. They did pick up the $7 million option on Joaquin Soria, their midseason trade pickup, but obviously still more work to do in that bullpen, and, you know, perhaps – you know, even more importantly, is work to do to address Scherzer's rotation spot and Victor's spot in the order and Hunter as well. You know, when you look at those, first of all, those three guys, those three key guys, Scherzer, Victor, and Hunter, it seems like the going line of thinking is you know, Scherzer's going to have a huge market available for his services. It seems like the Tigers' primary emphasis will be Victor and perhaps letting those other two guys walk. What's your gut feeling on those three?
I think Martinez is far and away the biggest priority for them, you know, in part because it's so hard to find quality bats on the market. And also, I think just, you know, the type of season he had and, you know, not just what he meant in batting order, but what he means in the clubhouse. He, in a lot of ways, he's the heart of that team. You know, I know Cabrera is, you know, a two-time MVP, and, you know, obviously he means, you know, the world to these guys. But I think in terms of clubhouse presence, you know, Victor Martinez means so much to that squad that, you know, it's hard to envision that clubhouse without him, even though, granted, they did have to go without him in 2012 when he had the knee injury. It's going to be tricky see how they maneuver that, though, because if Victor really is looking for 4 years, the Tigers are going to have a decision to make, because when you look at the injuries that Cabrera's compiled, you know, and we're talking now about back-to-back off seasons, you know, with surgery involved, the longer you go with Martinez, the longer that DH slot is taken up, and the longer you know, you have to look at Cabrera as a first baseman. And, you know, I think when you're talking about 4 years, that not only goes through, you know, Martinez's age 39 season, you know, then you're talking about Cabrera going into his mid, you know, entering his mid-30s as a first baseman. And you kind of have to project, you know, how well he's going to have to play the position and how much wear and tear he's going to pile up and what kind of impact that's going to have on him overall. Yeah, and I know, you know, Cabrera is still a guy who sees himself as a third baseman. You know, he still thinks he can play effortless, and he can on occasion. But at some point, you know, and I'm sure they went over this when they signed Cabrera to the mega extension in spring training, you know, you have to project how long you can count on Cabrera as an everyday first baseman. And I think that has to play in part into your planning on Victor Martinez.
It's a tough time, really, to because you're right. His value to that clubhouse is off the charts. You know, he has, I'll talk about Victor here, he has skills that will probably age gracefully. I don't think he'll have another season quite like he had this past year. That was an unbelievable season for a guy in his mid-30s. But I guess the difficult thing is just when you look at this market, I mean, he's clearly the top of the heap guy from a DH perspective, but it's probably the one area of depth from a position player standpoint at a time when so many teams are looking around for offense. You know, the DH role is one that's obviously changed a lot in the game, and it's the one area that's really saturated right now in free agency. Guys like Mike Morse and Billy Butler, Kendry Morales, you know, these are more of the you know, lower, you know, more value plays, I guess, than a Victor Martinez is going to be a top of the market guy. So, you know, you almost wonder if that enters their mind at all, because they also have need in the outfield in some capacity, whether it be a full-time center fielder or, you know, a corner guy. I don't know what their preference is there, but how do you see the outfield picture shaking out with Torrey, you know, potentially out of the mix?
The Tigers haven't really clarified themselves on that. If they're looking to move Rajay Davis back into a corner spot and try to fit a full-time center fielder, then, their most likely option is going to have to be the trade route. Really, the only free agent of any significance on the market who plays center field regularly is Colby Rasmus, and he's coming off of, really back-to-back kind of subpar years. And I'm not sure he's the type of guy who's going to, I guess, grow gracefully into that center field spot, playing half his games at Comerica Park. Then again, if you're looking at Rajay Davis as a center fielder, can you count on him full-time, or do you want to mix him in with another guy, preferably a left-handed hitter who can kind of not only take some of the workload off of him, but put Davis into a position where you're using him in more favorable situations as opposed to having him face right-handed hitters a bunch. It's an interesting conundrum. I mean, there's options out there if you're looking at right fielders instead of center fielders. There's certainly a lot of choices that way. If I had to guess, just knowing how difficult center fielder is to play at Comerica Park, and given that there's no real center fielder on the horizon right now, unless Devin Travis can make the jump as a prospect from second base to center once he comes back from core muscle surgery, the most logical way to handle it would seem to be a trade, to bring in the guy. And I know, you hear rumors about Peter Borges potentially being on the market. You look at the glut of young center fielders that the Red Sox have and wonder if a match can be found there. You look at maybe some smaller deals that these guys might be able to do, and then be able to try to fit something in there.
The Tigers, the problem they keep running into, with this team is they have six guys under contract for a little over $90 million next year. That doesn't include the arbitration for Price and Porcello. You had a blog post about this, but the rotation alone, that the four guys slotted in the rotation are going to make about $76 million bucks projected when you factor in arbitration. So I know one thing that's been batted around, outside the organization is the potential of trading David Price, flipping him after acquiring him this summer and maybe, adding some young bodies to help defray some of those costs and to have, a team that leans a little younger. But I don't know how realistic that is a year away from his free agency, if they can get what they'd be looking for there. I don't know if that's even something they're entertaining, because at the end of the day, there's still a team built around a really strong rotation and Miguel Cabrera and maybe Victor Martinez in the middle of the order. But any thoughts on that route?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. It's going to pop up at some point. I don't know if how seriously the Tigers are going to pursue it. But remember, Dave Dombrowski's, his modus operandi every year is that there are very, very, very few guys that he would ever consider untradeable, because a lot of it depends on what teams are offering you in return. So if they can fill multiple spots, not just for the short term but long term, by trading a guy like Price, I think they might consider it. I think they would at least look at it. Now, it would have to involve some sort of young starting pitcher, because, the difference between having to fill Scherzer's spot with, say, a Robbie Ray or a Kyle Lobson or something like that, and having to fill two spots that way, is huge. And I think, that would be a huge risk they'd be undertaking. But if you could get that, if you could solve, say, center field by doing that, I think it would be something that Dave would at least look at. But it's tricky. This is part of the trickiness that the Tigers encounter right now, is that, they're still a win-now team, but they're a team that's aging rapidly and also a team that's dealing with a payroll that's becoming, you know, tougher and tougher to handle while not having an abundance of young players that they can slot in right now. You know, Nick Castellanos was somebody who slotted in, you know, this year, and you know, we're able to kind of you know, get this team a little younger. Steven Moya, you hope, is on the horizon. You know, he's in the Arizona Fall League right now and has a pretty decent chance to play winter ball. James McCann is a guy who could get into the mix behind the plate. You know, but all in all, it's, you know, ironically, you know, the one thing that they don't really have is a surefire young starter. You know, whoever gets in there and replaces, you know, Scherzer, if he were to sign somewhere else, it's going to have to be a leap of faith on the Tigers' part.
And yeah, I'm just thinking about this, but you talk about dangling a price, or even if it was someone like a Porcello who's coming off a really strong season, yeah, I'm sure the recent history has to play in their minds there too. I mean, they traded Doug Fister a year ago, and remains, you judge all trades in the long frame and not the short term, but obviously in the short term, there was not a trade that helped them in 2014. They still have high hopes for Robbie Ray, but now you're talking about if you deal another starter, maybe going down that road again, who knows. But and then bullpen-wise, you know, they made the big play for Joe Nathan a year ago. That obviously didn't pan out particularly well. This year they still need bullpen help, and there's some, you know, there'll be the quote-unquote big names on the market, a guy like Andrew Miller, a guy who they targeted in the summer and then, you know, came back to haunt them in the series against the Orioles. And then Luke Gregerson, Joe Thatcher, Pat Neshek, you know, these are guys kind of the top of the market heap and bullpen-wise. But I also wonder there if it's something where they might shy away from the you know, the so-called bigger names and look for more value plays in that area as well.
Yeah, I think it's one. You know, Andrew Miller makes a ton of sense, but he makes sense for so many teams,
right,
that, you know, the market for him is just going to, you know, you anticipate it's going to balloon. And if a team wants to look at him as a closer type, I can't see the Tigers being able to counter that. You know, it's something where if you don't get him, though, you know, there's obviously a big drop-off to the next best, you know, lefties as far as free agents go. And but they're going to have to fill that spot somewhere, because you can't count on Ian Kroll being able to fill that role until you see him start having some consistent success in the big leagues. They trusted him for a good part of the first half last year, and he seemed to wear down as the season went on, to the point where he was almost a non-factor by the midway point. But yet Phil Koch is a free agent, and you know, it's hard to see him coming back and taking a primary role. Blaine Hardy isn't that type of guy you could see as a primary left-hander. They have to get somebody, and that's the biggest part of the bullpen I think they have to address. You know, they've got a closer in Nathan who's having a little bit more success near year's end. You know, you hope he's got together for spring training, he's learned some lessons. You've got Joaquin Soria who can slide in that closer role if Nathan falters. If not, you know, you can look at him that if he's back on his game, he should be one of the better eighth inning setup guys in the league. And then, you know, in the seventh inning, if you can get Bruce Rondon back, I think that makes a world of difference. You know, I know you're going to have to be careful with a kid like that coming off Tommy John surgery, but if you can get that 100-mile-an-hour fastball back, he's the type of dominant pitcher they badly lacked last year, and I think made a bigger difference than a lot of people realize. You know, when it came down to crunch time for these guys, those are the types of pitchers who, you know, really win games for you late in the year and then into the postseason. Those guys who have dominant stuff and can put together to get key outs, you know, when you're going up against top hitters in clutch situations.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, they're going to need those upside plays from in-house for the bullpen. A lot of this is going to have to come from within. I mean, they're going to need Verlander to get, you know, back closer to what it used to be. A year removed from the core muscle procedure, and Miguel Cabrera coming back from that ankle injury that was even, you know, he's playing through something that was even worse than they thought. I mean, at the end of the day, your stars have to be your stars, and the Tigers are certainly going to need some complementary pieces around them, but still a team built around those stars. So it's going to be an interesting winter, very interesting team here. The Victor Martinez thing is subject number one with the Tigers. They've been linked like so many other teams to Yasmani Tomas, the Cuban outfielder, but that's a huge investment for a 24-year-old Cuban import. So, a lot of ways for the Tigers to go here. I'll be curious to see if they do end up dangling either of those starters. Mentioned Price and Porcello would strike me as two of the more obvious candidates, but ultimately expect them to keep those guys and to hope this rotation can ride them back to October. So I want to thank Jason Beck for joining us. I want to thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Detroit Tigers edition.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, t-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.